My guest at this time is Dan Gaynor. He's the Vice President of Business and Culture at the Media Research Center. We want to get his analysis of two media stories breaking in recent days. First, CNN suddenly overtaking Fox News in prime time among a key demographic, and President Obama thanking the press corps at the recent White House Correspondents' Dinner for working side by side with him these past 7 to 8 years. And Dan, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Let's start with the ratings war. The stunning news in the cable news world is that the Fox News juggernaut suddenly has some real competition from CNN, with CNN beating Fox News in primetime among the critical demographic of those aged 25 to 54 in 5 out of the last 8 months. Why this is happening seems to be a Rorschach test for some people. Some say, well, you're too positive on Donald Trump. Others say, well, you're too negative on Donald Trump, so we've left. Others are simply suggesting that maybe CNN's gotten a little better at this than they have been in recent years. It might be part of all of those things or more one thing than the other. What's your read on why CNN's suddenly competitive here?
Well, I think CNN is temporarily competitive. I think that's the best way to look at it. And this is a contentious election. A lot of people are getting their feelings hurt by what they see. One story, they see, you know, it's clear if you look at even talking to people on Fox. They talked about it on The Five one day, about they have some different opinions. Some are pro-Cruz, some are pro-Trump, some have other opinions. And so if you're a viewer, you're often seeing one little bit of that. It's sort of like the blind guy is looking at the elephant. And so I'm not surprised that they might be turned off and turned on somewhere else. But going by history of how CNN tends to treat conservatives, I don't think they'll be staked for very long.
Do you get the sense that this is a more emotionally volatile year for viewers than past election cycles?
I think this is the most emotionally volatile year for election year that I ever remember. You know, even going back into 68, and I do remember 68. I mean, you know, there were the riots at the conventions, because I think when you talk about where America is right now, I think we're at a pivotal point, and I think voters are very concerned that we are not at the point we need to be, and that tends to, you know, whether you look left or right. You know, both parties are kind of sharply divided right now.
Do you get a sense of what CNN is doing to alienate fewer viewers or even draw more viewers than Fox is doing? Is it because Fox is a little more upfront in the battle over Trump than CNN might be?
Well, I think there's some of that. I mean, Fox has a lot more talking head shows. And, you know, if you're maybe this election is just so contentious that some people want to turn that off and just kind of not have to deal with that right now a little bit.
Well, let's move to the other story now, and that is the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night. It's a pretty glitzy affair. For the most part, America doesn't care. And we got the president's comments. He does a comedy routine for the most part, but then towards the end, he usually has a short message that is meant to be a serious appreciation of the Fourth Estate. And the quote that is getting attention from some, that is also leading a few people to scratch their heads, is this one about the White House relationship with the media.
So this night is a testament to all of you who've devoted your lives to that idea, who push to shine a light on the truth every single day. So I want to close my final White House Correspondents' Dinner by just saying thank you. I'm very proud of what you've done. It has been an honor and a privilege to work side by side with you to strengthen our democracy.
Saying that he's proud to work side by side with reporters. And just to give folks a little bit more context, Dan, here's what the president said before that about what makes a strong press corps and a strong democracy.
It affirms the idea that the only way we can build consensus, the only way that we can move forward as a country, the only way we can help the world mend itself is by agreeing on a baseline of facts when it comes to the challenges that confront us all.
So, Dan, when the president thanks the press corps for working side by side with him, is that magnanimous and we should take it that way? Or is it telling about how many believe that they're pushing the same agenda?
Well, the president was standing in the middle of perhaps the metaphor for Washington corruption. You've got the intersection of entertainment media, news media, politics, and money at an event where they have a red carpet, where professional journalists are walking into an event on a red carpet. And he's talking about, journalists taking a stand for what is true does not require you shedding your objectivity. They have no objectivity. That's what this event is about. And for him to come out there and say he's working side by side, what it means is they were working for him. And yes, absolutely, this is a telling quote. And this is, this is the quintessential corrupt event of Washington. And for him to be out there saying that journalists are working side by side is an utter joke.
He says that we got to get to agreement on the facts. So when you look at the president's record on that, as well as the media's record on that, regardless of the issue, climate change immediately comes to mind among what the facts are. But obviously there's a litany of other issues as well. What do you make of the White House record on that, as well as the media's record on that?
Well, he's the least transparent president we've had in decades, running on a promise of transparency. And the media, they have all these fact-check things now. Oh, we're going to check the facts, and then they turn it into propaganda. We know that journalists in this country have an agenda. That's not shockingly new. But for the president to go out there and pretend that they don't, I guess before his mic drop, I guess he had to, shocked people one last time.
When you look at the Washington press corps, Dan, I guess the press corps all around for the most part in the mainstream media, what would be a telling sign that they actually were committed to the truth? And at the same time, what's a telling sign that you don't believe they are right now?
Well, I mean, a telling sign that they were committed to the truth would be doing the same due diligence that they seem intent on doing to Cruz or Trump or, anybody who is running against Hillary Clinton to Hillary Clinton. Where is the record of Hillary Clinton and the various scandals? Where are the people who are held to task just like conservatives are? There were people attacked at a Donald Trump rally over the weekend. Do you see journalists running out and asking every major Democrat in the country to disavow those kind of riots and those kind of thuggish behaviors? No. But when something happens at a conservative event, they immediately demand that Republicans or conservatives, not always the same, disavow that. As for what they can do better, to really show that they're being objective, is to not do what Chuck Todd did yesterday with Ted Cruz at Meet the Press. Oh, my gosh. Getting offended that Ted Cruz is calling out the leaders of NBC as being partisan. Of course they're partisan. Who in Washington journalism is not partisan?
Last question, Dan. We get it from time to time from the mainstream press about this administration being pretty tight with the access and the transparency, as you mentioned a moment ago. What do you make of the fact that that hasn't been a bigger deal, and what would it be like if it were a Republican president treating the media like Obama treats the media?
Well, Obama's been at war with the press since he got elected. If you remember going all the way back to when a couple of newspapers endorsed John McCain, their reporters, their political reporters, were kicked off the campaign planes. So, and then you go on through, Helen Thomas got into an early argument with the White House press during a briefing with her and Chip Reed, and she referred to the White House as being worse than Nixon for the way they were handling things. This has been going on all the way through. They don't want to change it. They don't want to be transparent, because to be transparent means they actually have to tell people what's really going on. And the media don't want it either, because then they would also have to really go after the Obama administration.
Fascinating.
They don't want that.
Fascinating stuff. Dan, never a dull day, certainly in this campaign season. Thanks very much for your time today.
Amen to that.
Dan Gaynor, Vice President of Business and Culture at the Media Research Center. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.